O people! The greater and the lesser pilgrimages, and the mounts of As-Safa and Al-Marwa are among the emblems of Allah. Thus, whoever goes to visit the house in the season or at other times, he is not wrong if he repeatedly walks between the two mounts of As-Safa and Al-Marwa. O people! Do make pilgrimage to the house, for no members of a family went there except that they became free of need and received glad tidings. None failed to go there except that they were impoverished. O people! No believer stands at the standing place of the Arafat desert except that Allah forgives all his past sins until then. Thus, once his pilgrimage is over, recording his actions is resumed. O people! The pilgrims shall be assisted, and their expenses shall be reimbursed, and Allah shall not waste the reward of those who do well. O people! Perform pilgrimage to the house having perfected faith, with walaya of Ali, and deep understanding, of religion, and do not leave the sacred visiting places except after repenting and desisting from all sins. O people! Establish the prayers and pay the charity as Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, commanded you. But, if time lapses and you fall short or forget, then Ali shall direct you and shall explain for you. He is the one whom Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, appointed for you after me as the trustee of his creation. He is from me and I am from him. He and those who will succeed him from my progeny shall inform you of anything you ask about, and shall clarify what you do not know. Certainly, the lawful and unlawful things are more than that I could enumerate, specify their limits, and urge to or advise against them each in this place. Therefore, I was commanded to take an oath of allegiance and a covenant from you in accepting what I brought you from Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, regarding Ali, the commander of the believers, and the executors of my affairs after him who are from me and from him. O people! By this appointment I have directed you to every lawful deed and prohibited you from every unlawful deed. And I shall never take my word back, nor shall I replace it. Hence, remember and safeguard it, advise each other to it, and never substitute nor alter it. I repeat the saying, establish the prayers, pay the charity, enjoin the good deeds, and forbid the evil deeds. Behold, the greatest case of enjoining righteous deeds is comprehending my saying, conveying it to whoever is not present, urging him to accept it, and advising him against violating it, for it is an order from Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, and from me. There is no value or effect for enjoining other recognized deeds and forbidding the detested deeds except with the recognition of an infallible leader. O people! The Quran informs you that the Imams after him, that is to say Maulana Ali, are his descendants, and I have already informed you that they are of me and of him, for Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, says in his book, and he made that a word enduring in his posterity, and I said, you will never go astray so long as you adhere to both the Holy Quran and my progeny. O people! Observe piety. Observe piety. And be wary of the hour as Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, says, surely the convulsion of the hour shall be a tremendous thing. Remember death, resurrection, reckoning, the scales of justice, and the call to account within the hands of the Lord of the worlds, and the reward and punishment. Thus, whoever comes to the day of judgment with a righteous deed, shall be rewarded for it, and whoever comes with an unforgiven sin, shall not have any share in the gardens.